Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 3rd, 2022. How can we build a CLI? What is faith above reason? Why do we need to annul our minds and feelings in order to enter the spiritual world, and what will we receive instead? This is a legitimate question because a person begins to feel that he must change himself and turn into something else. If we cannot use our corporeal mind and even more so our egoistic heart in the spiritual world, what else do we have left? How can we build a CLI to feel the upper world, to feel the Creator? How do we form a new mind and feelings at a higher degree? We see how much different levels of human, animal, plant, and inanimate matter differ from each other even in this world. Each level of development is characterized by its own mind, feelings, form, behavior, and freedom of movement. The more developed a creature is, the greater its mind, feelings, and ability to connect with its surroundings. And when we enter spirituality, we enter a new environment, a field of forces of bestowal, not reception. There are four types of forces of reception that are revealed in our world. There are 3 degrees, inanimate, vegetative, and animate, and also human, which is a transitional stage to the next level, the inanimate, vegetative, and animate degree of the spiritual world. Adam, the man of the upper world, is already a state of adhesion with the Creator. It turns out that we are moving from one world to another, and we must exit our previous mind and feelings to achieve this. It does not mean that we are left without mind and heart. We receive new mind and feelings, spiritual ones that are built on the forces of bestowal, Bina. Bina is a combination of the will to receive that comes from below with the upper light that comes from above. Together they build a new form called Bina that is located in the middle between Keter and Malkhut. In this way, we form a new perception called faith, the degree of Bina, above reason, above our egoism, the will to receive. We build this new mind and feelings through all sorts of forms of connection between us. And in this they helped everyone his friend. When we exit our egoism toward each other, we reveal this degree of faith, that is, bestowing to the other above reason, above the egoistic feeling of our I. Eventually, in this aspiration I must feel everyone except myself. It is as if my I does not exist, rather, everyone else exists except me. Then I will feel in these others the upper force, the Creator. Only in connection, in the single CLI, is the single upper force revealed. This work begins with seemingly simple mechanical actions, with virtual communication. Yet, by doing this, we express our desire to rise above our current mind and feelings and acquire a common mind and feelings so that the Creator will be revealed within us. As it is written, I dwell among my own people, among all those who unite in one aspiration to Him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 2nd, 2020. Work with faith above reason. Hear the orders of the Creator. Question: You said that you receive orders from the Creator. What does that mean? Answer: It is the revelation of the functioning system. Its attainment obliges you to act in accordance with it. Or vice versa, your aspiration to achieve some kind of greater involvement in universal connection reveals the spiritual world to you. All this is a supra-egoistic effort that must be done precisely in connection with each other. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Contact with the Creator November 9, 2013. The Kabbalist's Lament. Question: You said that you cry when you see examples of reaching a goal after long pursuit of it and when truth triumphs among egoistic squabbles and garbage in a person. Are there any other reasons why you might cry? Answer: In general, of course I do not cry physically. I have no tears. Inner crying happens with regret, when there is an opportunity to use various circumstances correctly but for some reason you could not do it. Question: When you see examples of reaching a goal, For example, a student has been striving for it for a long time and now received a result. Does crying happen from happiness? Answer: yes. In principle, a Kabbalist cries only spiritually, and in our world this is not manifested in any way. Crying is a positive state. It is good to cry. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, November 6, 2022. Women, the crucial factor in spiritual development. Question: what is a woman's role in critical points in the history of mankind? Answer: at all the critical turning points in the history of mankind, since ancient times to the present day, it was actually the woman who is the most crucial factor. The first great woman was Eve, thanks to whom the ego as the great egoistic force that develops the world was revealed. Hooray to our common matriarch! The next great woman was Sarah. It was actually thanks to her that Abraham developed when the Creator told him, "Listen to what Sarah tells you." In fact, all the great men we take such pride in were great through listening to their wives. That's a fact. Then Abraham's firstborn son Ishmael was born from his branch. He was the Muslim prophet and the leader of the Arab nation. He became great thanks to his mother, who was Abraham's concubine, and Abraham blessed him. Next came the matriarchs Rebekah, Leah, and Rachel, who led their husbands Isaac and Jacob. Jacob received the birthright thanks to his mother's efforts. Could the children of Israel enter Egypt without the wife of Potiphar, Pharaoh's minister, if she hadn't tried to seduce Joseph and hadn't locked him up in a dungeon from which he was released a hero? It is thanks to his sister Miriam that Moses found himself in Pharaoh's palace, where Pharaoh's daughter Bathia raised him. Then when he lived with Jethro, Moses married Zipporah, who guided him, bore his children, and sent him back to Egypt, telling him that he must go back to his people. During the exodus from Egypt, the women constantly supported the men and inspired them with their songs. They obliged them to establish good connections with each other. They surrounded the men at Mount Sinai and pressured them to discover the Creator. With the Creator in the middle and the women from behind, it was impossible not to receive the Torah. When the people of Israel entered the land of Israel, women prophets emerged who became the leaders of the nation. But they were a completely different type of prophet than Sarah, Rebekah, Leah, and Rachel. They were on a higher spiritual level than the men. Learned men with white beards used to come to them for serious internal spiritual advice. We see the same thing when the people were in the second exile in Babylon, when Queen Esther managed things secretly and subconsciously. The word Esther stems from the Hebrew word histara, concealment, and this is the reason that the great book about the exodus from the exile in Babylon is called the Book of Esther, the revelation of the concealment. The dynasty of Israel was founded thanks to Ruth, who belonged to another nation and joined the nation of Israel and said, "This home will be my home." She became the great-grandmother of the greatest Jewish king, King David. In Israel, the monarchy was not inherited like in other nations, but the king was crowned according to his spiritual level. Therefore, Ruth can be called the mother of the dynasty that was on the highest spiritual level. King David attained great heights and became the greatest spiritual leader in our world thanks to his relationship with a special woman, Bathsheba, thanks to whom he ascended to the next level. His great accomplishments and his awe from the Creator are expressed in his book Psalms, which the whole world cites to this very day. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, May 29, 2016.